This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria here with you. Jay Kirshner does our social media. She's out today, but here we are. Doug will be along momentarily, and we start this hour with a little bit of breaking news, some sad news to report that Colin Powell, who was the Secretary of State, the 65th Secretary of State under George W. Bush, has died this morning. It seems that he had some complications from the COVID virus, and he passed away today. Now, he was not in, I think, probably the best health, Victoria, but certainly this is a person who had the respect of the nation. He was born back in 1937 on April the 5th. And leaves behind a wife who always kind of prevented him from, he always kind of had presidential ambitions, I think, but his wife always said, I don't know if this is the life for us, but he passes away this morning at the age of 84.
Wow. He was really something. He was something special. And the things, you know, what people will, because people are who they are, the first thing they'll bring up is his being suckered into the Bush war in Iraq, but he stood for so much more. He was one of these guys that could go across party lines. Kind of reminds me of the interview Bob Gates did. Robert Gates was on 60 Minutes last night talking about he's been, I think, what, in six or seven different administrations, both Republican and Democrat, and there were a lot of people who blamed him for Afghanistan and that sort of thing, but he metered his comments, and I thought, as I was listening to him, I was thinking about Colin Powell, and how measured he was, and how intelligent and thoughtful, and how people looked to him for answers. And he was always the guy that sort of put the lid on things, kept things from getting out of control. I'm surprised. I would have thought he was in better health than that. I haven't followed him the last few years, Jennifer. But
he was fully vaccinated, by the way. This is one of the pieces to the story. It's not like he was holding out. He was fully vaccinated, but he did get COVID, which we're seeing a lot of people who get vaccinated are still able to pass it around. You don't normally hear about them passing, right? That's the promise of the vaccine you wouldn't get severely sick, but he did. And unfortunately, a lot of times we count COVID deaths as COVID deaths in perfectly healthy people when they die. But many times people have comorbidities. They have other things that are going on, and the COVID virus can just be kind of the tip to make those things flare up and cost people their lives. So
how long has it been, though, that he had ill health?
I don't know that he was in terrible health. I know he's 84, so he's, you know, we were just talking about this maybe before you jumped in. He'd always had kind of this idea that he'd run for president. His wife was like, I don't think we're going to do that.
Floating around that there was something in the closet with him. Those are rumors. Who knows whether there was anything to them, because people start and say
all the things.
Isn't
there something in the closet for everybody? I mean, we find this out in politics, that it seems everybody's got something.
Well, doesn't everybody? I don't know. I don't have necessarily whatever was in my closet long since came out. And I think that's what nobody cares about, what's in my closet. So why should they care about who, you know, what's in other people's closets? I think that's a double-edged sword, frankly. Well, that's too bad. A moment for Colin Powell, who was a really important American for a number of years.
He's the first black chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was, yeah. I think he's incredibly important, actually, for diversity, particularly. He was such a calming presence, I think, to the Bush administration when they were dealing with so much. Now, it was no secret he and Donald Rumsfeld did not get along. They did not have
nobody who had any real, nobody who had any savoir faire, any common decency, any
or
real.
Or a moral compass.
Exactly, or a moral compass like Donald Rumsfeld or Dick Cheney. They couldn't stand each other. So there you go. There's something to think about. Now, let's go to California where Jennifer is. And we're talking about the COVID thing once again. Apparently, there is a plan for a statewide walkout. How will that, what will shape that, Jennifer?
A lot of parents who are tired of being forced into things like critical race theory and mandates primarily are walking out of classrooms today. So we'll see how big, what the scope is, if teachers and administrators will join them. But these are parents who are pulling their kids out of school and who will not have them participate in school activity today. There are a lot of people, more people than you would think, who are upset about this from all different walks, by the way. This isn't a state that is completely red. This is a state that is very intensely blue. And there are a lot of parents who just don't like the idea of forced vaccinations on both sides of the political aisle. You have a lot of people who don't believe in them in general, in vaccines in general. You have some people who just take issue with the fact that COVID is a really new disease, a new vaccine. And for whatever reasons, we'll see what happens. We won't know the scope of it until it happens a little bit later today.
Yeah. All right. So here we go with Fauci being on one of the news programs yesterday, with Face the Nation or Meet the Jerks or whoever it is.
He was everywhere yesterday. I think he was on Fox News yesterday, and I think he might have been on one other Sunday show as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with what's her name? This Week, CBS This Week.
Right. Okay. So the connection was
This Week.
The Wuhan gain of function research and what he said to Trump or didn't say to Trump seems to be, why are we still regurgitating this? We know this guy was up to his ears.
There's a new book that's out. So this is separate from Fauci's interview. Fauci's interviews over the weekend, he's now said that vaccinated Americans can enjoy their holidays with the family. Unvaccinated people cannot.
Hey, guess what? I was planning before he told me I could do it. I was able to get through on my own, and I figured I'm going to be fine with my family for Thanksgiving and Christmas. But thanks a lot, Mr. Fauci. For those who can't think and who don't know what to do, there you go. You can be Papa.
So there you go. So he's made that edict. And then he also said the FDA should make a recommendation about vaccines. He wants them in five-year-olds and up. He says that's the right thing to do and that it should be done by November. But the story that you're talking about is a new book that's out. It's a book by Sherry Markson, who wrote the book What Really Happened in Wuhan. And this is an Australian reporter so she's not American, but she dives into Fauci and how he reportedly misled the Trump administration on his gain-of-function research in China. This is stuff we already know. There's already a paper trail that indicates this. But she says that his public persona as a cautious, careful medical professional is contradicted by his central role in kickstarting exceptionally fraught gain-of-function research in the United States after the ban introduced during the Obama era. He said that he's been doing has been to cover himself and his role in all of this, rather than to help lead the country out of pandemic. And she said in the early stages of this that he provided bad information to President Trump as he was trying to figure this all out and lead the nation through the COVID pandemic.
Hmm. So here's something that, going back to China for a minute, seems to surprise some people. But my reaction to it is whether the Chinese have more hypersonic missiles and nuclear capabilities, unless they're trying to take over the world, not destroy it. So the first guy who pushes the button that launches a nuclear missile destroys the world. There's no such thing as a sophisticated local attack or something. Once that happens, it's the end of the world. Period.
But see, I think what you're missing is not whether or not the Chinese are going to use the weapons that they have. The story is that the U.S. was surprised by how nuclear capable they are. So forget the fact that they have them. It's the fact that we're surprised that they do that is problematic. What the heck is wrong with our country where we sit here on the radio every day, the three of us, and we know that China's a problem, but everybody else is pretending like they're not really that much of a threat. They're a threat, and they're
good
more of a threat than the government knows.
Way.
What is wrong with them?
Well, the government knows, for whatever the reason, the people that are in the government have their own personal agenda, and it doesn't include protecting America. It includes protecting their bank account. And so that's what you've got going for you here. There's no other reason to support the Chinese government because there's nothing good other than the business connections that we have made for dug a hole for ourselves over the past 40 years. And that's really what all of this is about. It's all about money, power,
the thing that really
control.
It
money.
Is. It's 100%. I agree. I just wish that, you know, I mean, the amount of attacks on Asian Americans is just ridiculous. I mean, the rise in hate, it's
well,
insane.
This is
but the
problem.
Same people, but here's, but listen, the same people who are doing this, who are racist, who are going after Asian Americans, they're also the ones who go to the dollar store and buy all the cheap crap from China. So it's like, I really wish that a lot of people would take
We're
a step back
education,
and really start,
Victoria.
Like, examining their lives and, like, where do you shop and what do you do? It's so hypocritical.
I mean, this answers the same thing. I mean, a lot of the people who are attacking Asian Americans are from the inner cities. I mean, this is not a new war. These are people of color who don't have a lot of access to anything.
It's a lot of white people, too, though, Jen. It's a lot of white people,
too. But if you look at the amount of attacks on Asians, most of them are committed by black Americans. And so where else are you going? I mean, the accessibility is also an issue.
Well,
I'm also
talking about social media. There's a lot of white hate on Asians, and that's not physical attacks, but social media attacks, and that's a lot of white
people. A couple
of
hours ago, there is so much hatred. There's such a division in this country. I think Gates made reference to it actually when he was on that 60 Minutes interview. How divided the country is, and for what reason? How does that help us as a country, as a people? How do we get ahead or defend ourselves against those who would do us harm? You see, that's the real problem, something to think more deeply about. Speaking of that, the original podcast, Zodiac Magic, is available every week with the prognostication of a really good astrologer looking at the charts for this week and each day of the week. Good fortune predicted this week by Laura Banks, because we're out of Mercury being no longer in retrograde. That'll change a lot of good things for people. Plus, pay attention to our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, on that podcast, working in tandem with various other readers, how you can get the best advice from people who are sensitive. And that's all part of our discussion, Zodiac Magic, the exclusive podcast, at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 30% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Twenty-three past on the DJV program. It's trending time, and because Jay is out today, Victoria and I will work our way through some of the items that are of import. You'll be interested to know what happened to Katie Segal. We'll tell you after this.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, so Victoria, Katie Segal had a problem in L.A. yesterday. You want to bring us up to date?
Yeah, actually it was a few days ago, but she's on the mend. She's doing okay. She was hospitalized. She was walking across the street in L.A., and this was in broad daylight, and a guy driving a Tesla didn't see her and made a left turn and hit her. And so luckily the injuries were not that serious, but she was taken by ambulance to the hospital. And her husband posted an update over the weekend saying that she was going to be okay. He also made a joke. I don't know what he does, but he also made a joke that she's the only one bringing in the money right now. So he said he was happy that she was okay.
Keep him rolling. All right, there's such a thing even for Hooters as too skimpy. Now, this is trending. They're reversing course on their new uniforms. Had you seen a picture? A lot of people calling them out.
I saw the picture. It's the they used to sort of they used to just be like booty shorts.
Right.
And so now there are a bunch of girls who work at Hooters who posted pictures of what they want them to wear, like over leggings and stuff. And it's basically, you might as well be wearing a thong bikini. I mean, it's, you know, it's so anyway. So there was a huge backlash. And then on Sunday, you know, Hooters was kind of forced to comment because everybody was, you know, hounding them. And so they said, as we continue to listen and update the image.
I'm betting not everybody was hounding them, but the people who like to see
dirty old men. The women who work there, and and the news, you know, news outlets were waiting for a statement. And so they said, as we continue to listen and update the image of the Hooters girls, we're clarifying that they have the option to choose from the traditional uniform or the new one, and they can determine which style of shorts fits their body best. So
TikTok stuff on this where the girls demonstrating how their new bottoms would look versus the old one.
It's just
and
not much for
the imagination. Pretty sexist stuff.
Yeah.
And is it time for places in this day and age, is there a time and a place where Hooters goes away? Or are they they're trying to adapt
I've never been to a Hooters.
The new realities?
I've never been to a Hooters. You know, the running joke, it's like, you know, back in the day when guys would read Playboy, they said they read it for the articles. With Hooters, people have said, you know, oh, well, they've really good wings. So I don't know. I've never been. I don't really know. I'm not the audience for this. So maybe these Hooters restaurants do really well. I don't know. It is weird to me in 2021. It's like there are strip clubs for a reason. You know, if this is your thing, then just go to a strip club. I don't know why it needs to be a restaurant that keeps trying to tell us that it's a family restaurant.
Strip clubs for women?
Not really. That's more like the Chippendales show. In Vegas, it's kind of the closest thing. Women aren't stupid. We don't blow our money on a bunch of, you know, topless guys. Men are stupid when it comes to strip clubs. That's why girls make so much money.
Yeah, I don't see what people get out of it, frankly. 28 past the hour.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of the switch and our smoothest shifting transmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One person died and seven others were injured in a shooting at Grambling State University in Louisiana early on Sunday. The second such deadly incident on campus in less than a week. Grambling officials say classes were canceled for Monday and Tuesday. A curfew was imposed on campus from 9:30 in the evening to 6 in the morning until further notice. Security at the school will also be increased. Three men accused of chasing down and killing Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old man out for a jog, are set to stand trial for murder in Georgia this week in a case filled with racism, self-defense, and cell phone video. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were caught violating Washington, D.C.'s indoor mask mandate by walking through a Georgetown restaurant without masks on Saturday. The maskless Bidens were recorded leaving Fiola Mare while flanked by masked Secret Service agents. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Suspected Mexican cartels have been shooting at the National Guardsmen securing the Texas border. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says the Biden administration has not a care in the world to secure America's sovereignty.
We're seeing the highest number of cross-border crossings, and it's all because of the catastrophic open border policies. The cartels are getting even more aggressive, and the cartels on the Mexican side of the border, they're beginning to open fire on the National Guard that the Texas has down on the border to secure the border. This is escalating into a firing war on each side of the border. The Biden administration has completely abandoned all the people who live on the border, and they've abandoned people in the state of Texas. And Murray, these are counties, and these are people who traditionally have voted Democrat that the Biden administration is ignoring.
As another surge of immigrants zeroes in on the U.S. border, border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership role in the border crisis over the last few weeks. Investigators believe a 1,200-foot cargo ship dragged an anchor in rough seas, caught an underwater oil pipeline, and pulled it across the seafloor months before a leak from the line polluted the Southern California coastline with crude in early October. A team of federal investigators trying to chase down the cause of the oil spill boarded the Panama-registered MSC Danet just hours after the massive ship arrived this weekend off the port of Long Beach. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Monday, October 18th, here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan J is out today. Jennifer's gone to KRLA. So here we go with congratulations to Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Melissa Joan Hart was on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune last night, and she won $1 million for her charity.
Great.
I watched a little of that. I didn't really... I'm not a big fan. Most of the time, I don't know the celebrities anyway. I'm sure you know Melissa Joan Hart.
Sure, yeah.
And Sabrina. So what has she done lately? What else does she do or what has she been in that is of interest and import? Anything?
I have no idea. Truthfully,
Very likable. She's adorable.
I have no idea what she's done since Sabrina. That was a huge hit. So I know she's a mom, and she recently was made headlines because She got COVID, and the whole household got COVID, and she was pretty sick. And she just said, you know, she was really upset with themselves because they kind of, you know, they weren't being as diligent as they had been, you know, with COVID protocols and stuff. And so that's the last thing I've heard from her. But that's great.
She was
on $1 million.
Wow. A program called Clarissa explains it all.
Yes, she was Clarissa, and Sabrina.
She was playing for a charity called Youth Villages that serve families and children around the country at every level, foster care, what happens when the children age out of foster care.
That's a big problem. That's something no one talks about. When kids are in foster homes and they bounce around in the system, which is a terrible system to begin with, and then they turn 18, and it's like you get let out of prison and you have $2 in your pocket, and that's it. And you're an 18-year-old, you know, with no family. And you're just that's it. What do we do with these people? Nothing. No one cares. It's horrible.
She's very likable. I thought she was very well.
Yeah, she's great.
I didn't know who the others were, but I watched her for a
while. You have the other names
while.
In front of you? Who they were?
No, I don't actually. As a matter of fact, and I don't. They were not memorable. So that probably tells you something. They've done this now, these game shows. And they have in the summertime, you know, a bunch of these retreads of old game shows that some of them are actually pretty good. The one Anderson, what's his first name? The guy from Blackish.
Anthony Anderson.
Anthony, very good. Mm-hmm. His mother, very likable. It's a lot of fun to watch the show. Whereas the one Michael Strahan does is just a waste of time, because he's a waste of time.
Which one is he? I've never seen
him. $100,000 pyramid. He did the old Dick Clark show.
Melissa Joan Hart was up against, and these are two people that I'm big fans of. She was up against Titus Burgess, who played Titus on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. That was the Tina Fey comedy on Netflix. Okay. And then Lacey Chabert, who is one of the most recognizable Hallmark movie actresses.
Really?
And so she's got
she's
a likeable.
I didn't ever.
She's adorable. I love her.
Very
she's so
likeable.
Cute.
Yeah. So you know what they've done? This is very interesting. Now that they don't have, they're not doing, they would normally have done they would have put both Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy on ABC at night, were Alec's still around. But it's such a mess over there, they decided not to do it. So they put a lot of stock in Pat Sajak's likability, which apparently has paid off big time, because this was a summer replacement. They're going to keep it in the schedule, apparently. And they're paying him and what's her face?
Vanna White.
$1 million an episode because the show is so popular. So he gets normally, he was only getting, well, only. He and Alex got somewhere between 8 and 11 million bucks a year for doing those shows that are so wildly successful. But as Alex said once, he said, listen, I'm doing 21 days a year, that's all. So if I can get 10 million bucks a year for doing 21 days work, I'm all set.
Yeah.
So, and Pat was doing other things. Pat owns a bunch of radio stations in Maryland, and he lives in Annapolis, in a very conservative house, very small, kind of a unassuming place. And he's had a fabulous kind of a, in that neighborhood, a very quiet, they all know him and they don't pay any attention to him, which is the best way. That's the way to do it, if you can find.
He's like the right, I remember Cindy Crawford years ago said, he and Cindy Crawford are kind of in that, although I think maybe more people would recognize her, but she said in the 90s, you know, when she said, I have the perfect amount of fame. She said, no one harasses me, no one wants to take my picture, like paparazzi, like people don't show up at my house, but I'm famous enough that I can always get a table at a restaurant. Pat Sajak, I feel like, is that level.
Same
too.
Guy.
No one wants to stalk him for paparazzi shots, but if he walks into a restaurant, you're going to know it's Pat Sajak.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool. All right, NBC shutting down production of America's Got Talent. Why?
Oh,
something
accident.
Went wrong, apparently.
Yeah.
Really? Stuntman was at the Atlanta Motor Speedway accident. TMZ says that he underwent surgery in critical condition in the trauma ward. So what are we doing here? We go to these.
The weird thing about America's Got Talent
things.
Is it's a show that I've often liked, and I haven't watched it in this one. I haven't watched this version
yet. But this
yet.
Isn't like that. This is crazy stunts and stupid chances.
Because this is called AGT Extreme.
Yeah.
This is what they're filming right now. And so this was set to be a mid-season premiere. Simon Cowell, Nikki Bella, who's one of the Bella twins from WWE, the Divas, and Travis Pastrana, who is a famous motocross rider. So they're making it about stunts and stuff now, which I think is just too much. It's too far. Like, just stick with what you know. It's okay.
All right, I'd like to be on an airplane where one of the passengers jumps up and grabs the stewardess, the flight attendant, or the pilot get on. They have a phone that becomes a microphone, mm-hmm. and it's on the front cabin, and they talk about, you know, what the rules are, and this is where we are in the flight, and yada, yada. So some nutcake grabs the microphone on a plane and starts to push her COVID conspiracy theory. And at one point, she boasts how she's not bad to look at, as the passengers are saying, huh? What is this woman? Where is she?
Apparently,
what's
this
doing?
Is just a very incoherent ramble of all kinds of stuff. And
why did they take the mic away from her, though, is what I want to know.
She brought her own.
Oh.
She brought her own microphone. Like, I don't. How do you get that through security? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you can get a microphone. I carry microphones all the time and get it through security.
It's just so bizarre. Flying. I mean, I have friends who had to fly this weekend, and they were dreading it, not because of COVID, but because of the crazy people who are on these flights.
I'm back into the air this weekend. I'm going back and starting going back and forth to California. I'm going to do it 4 times in the next 6-7 weeks.
Yeah, but you're up in first class. So you won't see anything.
No.
All the drama happens back in the, in
They're running, the planes and now they're running have those lie flat beds to go across country. So I will take a nap. But I normally do anyway. Get on the plane, you have a meal, you watch a movie or some TV, and then you take a nap. I hope that that's the case. But thank you for underscoring that so that people know I'm not going back into steerage. I just don't like to fly. I like to fly. I enjoy it because I find it a good change. It sort of is the bridge between one reality and the next reality, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I usually don't find it to be, unless there's weather or there's some mechanical on the plane, and then things get slowed down. But if things go the way they're supposed to go, it's bing, bang, boom. You're in, out. I don't find it stressful, but that's because I've worked to try to figure out how to do it so that I don't go through all of that huzzerai. The Queen of England, known for her martini lunch. Is it a martini lunch? Or
no, it's dinner. She has a martini
daily
at the end
martini
of the
day. At dinner. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then I guess wine with dinner.
Right. But she has been told that she ought not to have wine or martinis anymore. Give up the martini. She is, 95 now? I think 96.
Mm-hmm.
Good physical health.
But this is so unfair that, like, her doctors are now saying she can't have her daily martini. Okay, maybe she made it to 96 because she has a martini. I mean, Betty White is 99 years old, and she has said that she has her vodka martinis every night, and that's... why would you take that away from a 95-year-old?
Well, she's the queen. How do you take it away? The queen says, no, I still want to have my martini.
Well, and I mean, isn't this the perfect time to, like, you know, enact the off-with-your-head kind of thing? I mean, you are the queen. Like, what?
Off with their heads. Yes, there's an idea. Speaking of Britain, there are folks in British bakery circles who are using sprinkles illegally. Wowie zowie.
Sprinklegate. It's actually a gate.
Is it?
It's at this point now. It's a gate. It's a bakery in Leeds, England.
Yeah.
And so they got busted for using American sprinkles. And you'd think, like, well, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that America and the FDA allow us to eat some of the most horrible things that no one should be consuming.
Right.
And so it's called E127. It's basically the FD&C Red Number 3. So that was approved over here in the United States in 1969. It's apparently so bad for you that it is literally illegal, in Britain.
In England. Yeah,
and
right.
So they had to shut down this bakery. And so, but the funny thing was, the owner of the bakery has been on Facebook and very vocal that the British sprinkles are crap, he said, and that they look like crap, they bake like crap. So he said if he can't use U.S. sprinkles, then he just is going to change the recipes and won't use any at all.
Mm-mm. Bad. Today is World Menopause Day, established in 1984 by the WHO, the International Menopause Society. Who would have thought that there is an international menopause society spreading awareness about the condition that affects women as they age? I've only been with one woman in my life that had menopause, bad case of it, really bad case of it, and the heat and the cold and the ups and the downs. She got it when she was, in her mid-50s. Body experiences. So what do you know about this, Victoria? You're way too young to have it. Hot flashes, night sweats, mood changes galore. That was the biggest. I think men don't understand it necessarily, whether they choose not to understand it or not. But you can't imagine.
A lot of women don't understand it. I mean,
really?
A lot of women, women don't. It's one of those things that no one talks about because you stop having your menstrual cycle. And
yes.
So, and then a lot of your hormones get all, shifted around and it can be really, it can be bad. I mean, I hope that I'm going to be like my mom because my mom said she went through it and didn't even know. So I'm hoping, hoping that, because sometimes mothers and daughters will have the same sort of, pattern. So I'm hoping that that's the case for me.
Well, good luck to you in that department. I know.
Luckily, I do have many years, hopefully, before.
Yeah, before you.
Although,
get
you know, who knows though? Because we're not having kids, so I don't know. Maybe that makes it come on earlier. I don't know. I have no idea. Again, women don't even know enough that we should.
Yeah. Well, this person had one child, and been through a few other things, but it is normal supposedly, but everybody has a different chemical makeup. So it is. It affects everyone differently. It may have been the cause of the end of the relationship that we had for whatever the reason. World Menopause Day seen as a solution to the problems by encouraging conversation and research on menopause. I think there is a lot. I think, well, as usual, men are out to lunch when it comes to stuff like this.
But you know what, though? Thank God for Suzanne Summers, because she's been the most vocal about the bioidentical hormones that she, she has gotten a lot of treatments over in Europe where they're just so far more advanced in certain areas than we are. And so, so she's written several books, and I think a lot of women, I've seen this on social media, a lot of women are really grateful to her because she's kind of breaking down a lot of the stigmas and stuff attached to menopause.
Put it out there. 48 past the hour on the DJB program.
In the Know, I'm Andy Solomon. Many car shoppers are focused on the latest fuel-efficient technology, yet adoption to electric vehicles, or EVs, have been slower than anticipated until now. The EV landscape has gotten much more diverse just in the past year, with most automakers introducing an EV or hybrid model. Executive editor for Autotrader, Brian Moody.
At the Electrify Expo, attendees got a sneak peek at automaker Kia's all-new 2022 EV6 crossover. This is Kia's first dedicated battery electric vehicle, or BEV, meaning rather than taking a gasoline-powered car and converting it for electric, this car was purposely built on an all-electric powertrain.
But the question remains, are car buyers ready to make the switch to electric?
Early EV models were short on power, both from a charge and acceleration standpoint. But today's electric vehicles are just as powerful as traditional gasoline-powered models.
To learn more, visit Kia.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 53 after the hour now on the DJV program. Chuck Curry is here for his Monday report on what's going on in Hollyweird and who went to the movies and how much did they spend right after this.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
Alright, here we go. This isn't from Halloween, though, is it?
Yeah.
Is this the movie of Halloween? Oh, alright. Okay, so how many people got carved up? The two of you listening to the two of you talking about this, because both of you have seen it. You wouldn't catch me dead or alive in a theater with this movie.
You are not the audience.
I'm not the
audience.
Pretty
strong verbiage there, Doug.
Yeah, thanks, Chucker. All right, so why don't you go through the box office totals for the weekend? We can start with Halloween Kills, because apparently it killed it at the box office.
Well, it did well. It did $50 million in business theatrically. It's also being streamed on the Peacock Network. I actually watched it on streaming because I didn't have time to go to the movies. I hate saying that, but it was only $4.99. You get the Peacock Network for the entire month, so I thought they cut a pretty fair deal for fans. Anyway, it did $50 million. The film itself is very polarizing. I know people who really despise it, watched it, and the fans of the series and despised it, thought it was way too violent. I know people who liked it a lot. I'm sort of I liked it. I thought it was entertaining. Yes, it is violent, but there's a lot of cool stuff in between, and I like what they did with some of the original characters from the John Carpenter classic film from 78. They do a CGI Donald Pleasance as Dr. Loomis in the beginning of the film, which I thought was really interesting and very well done.
I thought it was from the first movie. Yeah. It was so convincing that I thought, oh, this must have been a scene that they never showed, because he's dead. So, I thought it was really impressive. And the continuity, as I was saying, was really good,
too. Just want to point out,
though,
this is not high art we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is just a Halloween movie with Carpenter's really cool score that makes you feel, with its... makes you feel like Halloween. That's the whole point of these movies. And yeah, they're violent, and you could argue one way or another, but this franchise has lasted a long time since 1978, and I have a feeling in 20 years they'll still be making Halloween movies. Now, number two is No Time to Die, $24.3 million, $99 million here in the U.S. It's done $447 million worldwide, as I said on Friday. It needs to do about $800 million to break even. Let's see if it gets to that point.
You know,
Venom,
I've seen a lot of, before you go on, a lot of interviews with Daniel Craig over the weekend. He's a wonderful, likable, funny, warm human being. I'd never seen any interviews really with him before, in-depth interviews. But I found him to be a very likable.
You know,
character.
I gotta tell you, he did a movie, he co-starred, an Invasion of the Body Snatchers remake called Invasion with Nicole Kidman about 10 years ago. So she's the star of that film. He's the co-star. He plays her love interest, in a very subtle way. And he's so likable and charming in that movie. And some of the stuff he's done as Bond is a lot more hardcore and raw. He's a very charming, cool guy.
He played a stormtrooper in the last Star Wars movie.
Yeah, and did a cameo.
As they played it, you can hear his voice. And, that's him. That's his voice. It was really, That was kind of cool. Anyway, go ahead. What else have we got to report?
Venom, Let There Be Carnage, 16.5. This one's done very well. $168 million in 3 weeks of release. And then The Last Duel placed fifth, 4.3.
That's a lousy. Looks like a lousy. I think I'm warming up a little to the James Bond movie, even though I didn't like it originally. I think I'm
good for you. Go see Halloween. Let us know what you think.
New 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.